The Netherlands are on their best unbeaten run in almost a decade, and an 18th game in a row without defeat today will see them safely over the line and into the knockout stages, come what may. Defeat would be quite the shock. Qatar are the first host to lose their opening two matches at the World Cup, beaten here on the opening night 2-0 by Ecuador, and then 3-1 at the hands of African champion Senegal. For them, this is a last hurrah. They were the first team to be eliminated, but hope to at least salvage some pride with a decent showing in their last 90 minutes for now on the big stage. Mohamed Mountari has to content himself with a place on the bench once again, despite coming on to score their only goal so far against Senegal in the 3-1 defeat. And Qatar have never won at the World Cup. The Dutch unbeaten in 15 group matches in succession over the years. And it is the Netherlands kicking from left to right who get the match underway in their traditional orange. Louis van Gaal there in the middle of the picture, in charge of the Dutch. Memphis Depay makes the run, Blin picks him out with the pass. It's a glorious turn. Block is made.
Disappointed with his pass, but the better chance came at the other end. Memphis Depay's movement superb. Well, he just comes short to spin him behind.
A flick there. Another opportunity might present itself here, and it has! Cody Gakpo scores for the third match in a row! Another game, another goal!
He has taken this World Cup by storm. He has been absolutely sensational. He's a scorer of all types of goals. He's hardly had a sniff up to this point. He's not really been involved. A little clever 1-2 with Davy Klaassen, and such a cool finish into the bottom corner. Has to have an extra touch and then drives it into the bottom corner.
Now the FIFA beating on this occasion, but Qatar looking to fire back straight away. It's comfortable for Noppert in the end. But it was certainly worth a crack there from Ismail Mohamed.
Qatar's best moments have come from the Dutch giving the ball away cheaply. Davy Klaassen again.
There goes the half-time whistle. This was the last action of the opening period. Klaassen creating half an opportunity. Memphis Depay on his first start in 69 days, coming back after injury, unable to find the back of the net. But Cody Gakpo has his goal in the 26th minute of the game, is what separates the two teams at half-time. At half-time, Netherlands 1, Qatar 0. And away we go. Thief back, Klaassen sent it in, Memphis Depay, saved and then in, 2-0 to the Netherlands, Frenkie de Jong.
Tournament, Qatar have really struggled to defend balls into the box, and it's another cross, it's Davy Klaassen this time. Memphis Depay has had a really productive game, he almost scores. You see Davy Klaassen, no pressure on the ball, it's the early delivery, well onside. Pies really unlucky himself, but Frenkie de Jong reads it. He's quicker to get there than the two defenders. He doesn't score many, Frenkie de Jong. I think that's only his second international goal, but he's alive and he's the quickest to react. And it's a second goal which really underlines the Dutch dominance.
Qatar haven't been on the end of a thrashing in any of their games so far. Two goal margin at the moment, which is exactly what it's been so far in both of the games, but two is now going to become three, and the Netherlands are marching into the last 16. They're set to win the group. Steven Berghaus. Suggestion of handball here. Let's have a look.
He does hit his arm. Looks like he's controlled it with his arm. I'm not sure it count.
As the referee watches this before making his judgment.
Things fairly clear.
Yeah.
You can see that he does bring the ball down under control, use of his arm. Shouldn't take long to sort this one out.
And ball. Janssen chasing hard. Boulem Kuki there first. Well, at the moment, it would threaten to bookend their World Cup campaign with the same scoreline they started with. But it was nearly three. What a cracking effort that was from Bergwijn.
What a hit this is. He thought he'd scored earlier. He had a goal ruled out for a Cody Gakpo handball. We've seen some really good goals in this tournament so far, and Berghaus is so unlucky with that curling effort.
And there goes the final whistle, and Qatar's World Cup adventure is over. Qatar go back to the drawing board as they reflect on their first taste of World Cup football at football's top table. The final score at Al Bayt Stadium, Netherlands 2, Qatar 0.